Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at some I am statements of Jesus. Now, we've taken a few days here to look at this I am statement where Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. He says other things. I'm the bread of life. I'm the light of the world. I'm the gate. I'm the door that allows people in the fold. But here we're looking at verses that talk about the good shepherd. And one of them is John 10:27. He's already said he's the good shepherd. And then he says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one can snatch them out of my hand. So I grew up believing that I could be snatched out of God's hand. I could be a Christian one day and not be a Christian the next. I could lose my relationship with Jesus. I could lose my salvation. I believed I could be a child in the morning, sin at noon, and be out of his family in the afternoon. And I'm not joking. I imagined in the book of life, there was a hole worn in the page where my name was because it had been written and erased time after time after time. It was in a seminary class in Dallas, I first understood the truth of today's passage. After the class, I was standing in a parking lot on a hot Dallas afternoon, and God used that time to move the truth from my head to my heart. I'd accepted Jesus as my Savior. That wasn't the question. But that day, I finally came to grips with his unconditional, perfect love for me. God's unconditional love means that there's nothing I can do to make him love me more, and there's nothing I can do to make him love me less. That truth does not give me a license to sin. Rather, it gives me the freedom to follow hard after the one who gave himself for me on the cross. The question I want to leave you today is, have you come to grips with God's unconditional love? I want to say it one more time. Do you believe this? God's unconditional love means there's nothing you can do to make him love you more. And there's nothing you can do to make him love you less. Now that's freedom to live out a life of true following hard after Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving me eternal life. Thank you for perfect unconditional love. Sometimes I have a hard time accepting myself, but you always accept me. And my identity can be found in you and you alone. So I want to respond to you today with wholehearted obedience for the perfect love you give me. Thank you that no one, because of what you did on the cross, Lord Jesus, no one can snatch me out of your hand. Thank you for that. And in your name I pray. Amen.